Do you have like natural sharp S's when you talk?
Do I have natural sharp S's when I talk? Yeah, what do you mean
it's a conscious effort? It's a conscious effort for you to not whistle when you talk?
Yeah. Well, no. Really? No, I guess. But like when it happens, I fucking hate it. So I know exact like movement.
Mine happens on accident every single time. And then I'm like, oh, why did that happen?
Yeah.
That whistle. My dad used to have that whistle anytime he would talk. He had the sharpest S's.
I remember that.
That'll wake you up out of a dead dream. Like, why is it so sharp?
Why is it so sharp?
Make your S do it if you know how to do it.
Hope they don't find a 20 strapped to my thigh.
So dumb.
That's so sweet.
Mine happens on accident. I wonder if I could have done it before I had braces.
Oh, maybe.
It's not the same.
I also whistle like that, though.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that hurt my ear. I don't use my teeth when I whistle. It's all lips. All lips and tongue.
I can't whistle, like, through my lips. Like, it's so, like...
I can't whistle well.
Yeah.
I can't do, like, the whistling Dixie. I don't know. I can't do
it. Oh, okay. I was like, I don't know it.
But people can.
I'll bet Brandon could.
Oh, yeah.
He's such a good whistler.
Is he?
Yeah. I've already picked one
trait
of skill. His. Yeah. He's a real good whistler. That motherfucker can... whistle up a tune.
I'm sure Lee could whistle. I don't know. I don't know how well, if he could whistle Dixie or not.
God damn!
How is it going, girl?
Hey. It's going pretty good.
Yeah. All right. Give me your goddamn.
My goddamn is... actually, everything's kind of going like... pretty smooth in my life right now.
Love it.
And fucking baseball season just started back up for the kid.
Don't I know it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't I know it.
And then baby girl, she just graduated in her little gymnastics class.
No big deal.
Yeah, so now that bitch is about to be doing fucking cartwheels and shit.
Oh, shit.
She's moving up to the next level. And that's it. I'm just fucking crushing it. I'm a mom to athletes.
Yeah, you are. Just I know.
Straight fucking that's champions. Crazy.
I can relate because both my boys are now in baseball. I'm like, okay.
It's crazy, right?
Okay.
I don't like it.
Baseball mom, no big deal.
No big deal.
The worst baseball mom.
Yeah.
I'm like, what is that, a fucking goal?
Goal! They're like, this is baseball.
Like, so? He still got it. Shut up.
Yeah. The physical therapist lady was like, are you, like, a crazy mom? Or, like, are you obnoxious? And I was like, I mean, no. But I do carry eye black.
Yeah.
In my purse at all times.
And we do scream very loud.
And I do scream very loud.
Yeah.
And I realize it's T-ball and we're not keeping score, but we won that game.
Yeah, but like I was and you guys nailed it.
But I was and you lost.
For sure. Oh, my littlest one, after watching my oldest one go through 2 years of it.
Yeah.
All he keeps asking is, Mommy, are you going to cheer for me? Are you going to cheer for me, Mommy? You're going to cheer for me, right? Because he sees me screaming for his, yeah.
Yeah.
So he's
how
like,
sweet is that?
I'm so excited.
Yeah. Aw, I can't cheer for baby girl because it's gymnastics, so they're, like, behind a fucking glass pane.
You're like, tumble!
Yeah,
behind like, the glass.
Get it! Get it, girl! And there's all these other moms behind me. It's like in Dance Moms where they're, like, in a separate room or whatever, but I don't want to talk to anybody.
I know.
So I just stay by myself.
And just look out the window.
Yeah, and then she always looks at me, like...
Oh, it's not, like, a one-way where she can't see
no,
you?
Like no, they can see. Yeah, she can see us.
Hmm.
And then sometimes she'll say some shit. And I'll see the coach, like, kind of laugh and then look at me like, did you see that shit? And I'm like, I'm sorry. I don't know what she said. But
I have no idea what's going on.
But it looks like your face says something she shouldn't have said. Sorry.
Apologies.
Yeah. Give me your goddamn.
Oh, girl. I'm going to Vegas tomorrow.
Vegas. I'm so jealous.
Got a mommy-daddy date.
I was like, ooh, mommy and me?
We got mommy issues? No, we ain't taking the kids. Kids staying home.
Yeah.
We ain't going.
Hell yeah.
Just like a fucking couples trip.
Hell yeah.
I'm so excited.
You're going to rejuvenate your marriage?
Yeah, for sure.
At the slots.
At the slot machines. I'm going to go ahead and hit that jackpot real quick.
Hell yeah.
I'm busy right now. Don't bother me about our marriage.
I'm so jealous.
I'm so excited. Although I've got two things that are kind of going against me right now. One, my youngest just said right before recording this, he was like, Mommy, my throat hurts. And I'm like, ah, oh, fucking great.
Nah, he'll be fine. Send him with me.
He's totally going to be fine.
Send him to my house. I don't care.
Yeah, you might be getting a sick kid.
That's fine. I'll take
it. So I don't have to cancel my flight.
Yeah.
And then the second thing is Lee was informing me that our flight might be canceled. Very dramatic.
Excuse you? Why?
Very dramatic.
What are you flying, Spirit?
Yeah. No, we are on the way back. Because that's what I said. I was like, oh, for sure, we're flying Spirit. And he's like, I got us fucking Delta on the way there or some shit. And I was like, why?
I mean, I guess if it's cheaper.
Yeah.
But it's not. So
it wasn't. I don't remember his reasoning. It was like better times or some shit. I don't fucking know.
Because the Spirit plane broke apart. Probably.
Oh, wait, that was Alaskan. Burst, the door ripped off in flight. Yeah. I don't even know. And he told me, but I just don't pay attention half the time, especially during that time when we booked the flights because everything else was going on. And I'm like, yes, in fucking 8 months from now, I'd love to go to Vegas. And now it's here. And I'm like, oh, shit, what did we plan? What are we doing?
Right.
Anyway, he was saying that I guess we're supposed to get a bunch of winds tomorrow.
Oh.
Like, there's rain and wind. Okay, so just so you guys know, for context, it's Thursday today, like February 1st, I think.
Yep, it is the 1st.
It is the 1st of February.
Oh, I gotta pay rent.
Oh, girl. But, so, and San Diego is going through another rainy spell right now. But I guess we're supposed to get a bunch more tomorrow. So, heads up. Hopefully I can get the fuck out of here before those floods hit.
Yeah. Who knew?
Ooh, also, side note, that should have been my goddamn. The floods came into my house. I was like, oh, I'm fine. I live on a fucking hill. But we have this, like, or we had this little cement step up to our door, but it was like half an inch of cement or something. And it was like these, like, terracotta bricks or some shit that they put in the doorway. And I was like, that's fucking terribly atrocious. Rip it out when we were replacing all the doors. Well, I think they had it there because that's a low point and like so water collects against the door and there's no drain there. And we just found that out.
Oh no.
Actually, we found it out a couple months ago and then we put a bunch of like sandbags around it and it's been fine. Up until today, I was doing laundry and I picked something up and my foot got wet because I'm wearing socks and I was like, that shouldn't be wet there. And the laundry's by the door. Like,
yeah.
The wash is by the door. So, oopsie. No. So, that should have been my real goddamn is my house is flooding. But guess what? I'm about to go to Vegas and win back all that goddamn money. So, yeah.
Win back so you can level out your floor, you know?
Yeah.
Just or fucking, whatever you have to do.
Oh, my God. The drywall's all wet. It's not good.
Oh, no.
It's not good at all.
No. Didn't they rip out that part of the floor when they did your foundation?
They did. They ripped out everything and we re-drywalled that area because it was all water damaged. But we didn't know why.
Ooh.
But now I know why because it's just water damaged again.
Yeah, I bet.
So,
oh, that sucks. Oh, that sucks.
But the good news is I hadn't, like, painted over it or wallpapered or anything over it, so I can fucking just see it and rip it out. It's going to be fine. We'll fix it. I'm not worried.
Yeah.
Damn. Can you tell I'm on a leave of absence? Just like, whatever. It'll be fine. We'll figure it out.
That's got to be your fucking...
Got my other goddamn?
Yeah. You have a lot of goddamns, right?
Yeah. Now. I have a lot going on, guys. But just to not keep this too long, but just so that we can officially, like, touch on it. We'll talk on it more later. But I have officially taken a leave of absence from work for a couple of months so that I can work on my mental health. So if anybody else is struggling with their mental health, highly recommend a leave of absence. It's important.
Yeah, I wish. That sounds so
go fucking talk to a therapist. Highly recommend.
Highly recommend. I work for a small company. If I took a leave of absence, they'd be like, and now we're going to close.
And now, oops, they'd have to find somebody to fill in for you.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? That's not your problem.
You're definitely not wrong.
Yeah.
But listen, I'm not as brave as you yet.
Well, it took me months to get this brave. So anyway, so you'll hear me significantly get better over the next couple of months.
Hell yeah. I'm so happy for you.
Thank you. Anyway, so those are my 1,800 goddams. Do you want to hear about my murder story
today? I do.
Oh, good. Good, good, good. I'm so glad because I've got a doozy for you.
A doozy?
A doozy. I said it and I'd say it a fucking again.
Hadn't had a doozy in a minute.
Oh, my God. Okay, so precursor.
Okay.
This is an active one that's happening currently, and I got the majority of this information from TikTok.
Oh, cool. Do we have trigger warnings that we need to tell people?
You know, I was going to ask.
You got yelled at again.
I did. Okay, here's the thing. What are the fucking – is there, like, a common list of trigger warnings I should be aware of?
I think it's kids and, sexual assault, maybe.
Okay. But, like, murder is obviously going to happen. Do I need a trigger warning that? Just only if it's kids.
Maybe we should.
Should I just like trigger warning everything? But then I feel like I'm going to give everything away.
Yeah. I don't know. I think just kids.
Okay.
That's my standard is like, hey,
kids
man, sorry
and
about
pregnant
it.
Women.
Yeah.
Because I remember being pregnant and being like, you fucking wrecked my world. Like, genuinely being as pissed as I'm sure people are.
Yeah.
And they're like, that didn't come with a trigger warning.
Yeah.
But now I'm so desensitized that I'm just like, eh, it'll suck for a minute, but your brain will forget it. I'm awful. I don't know that there's many triggers in this, but okay. As they come across, if I start to read it, I'll try to yell it out before I say it.
Okay.
But I think this one's relatively tame.
Okay.
Okay. So I'm going to tell you about Layla Santinello.
Okay.
So, like I said, most of this comes from TikTok information because I actually had a hard time getting the full story because it's so fresh.
Yeah.
So, Layla Santinello, she is the firstborn child of multiple siblings. I don't know how many she has. She has like a handful of brothers and sisters. I don't know how many, but she's the first child.
Okay.
I don't know much about her childhood or anything like that. So, we're jumping literally right into it.
Okay.
So in June of 2023, so just last year, like 6 months ago, maybe 7 or 8, it might be 8 now.
Depending when you're listening.
it's February 1st, remember, 2024 right
there
now.
There you go.
So it's pretty fresh right now.
Yeah.
So in June of 2023, she was in her early 20s and the mother to a 2-year-old daughter named Nova.
Okay.
And she was living with her boyfriend at his family's home. Who also had, like, his mom and his brother living there in the house.
Okay.
And this was in Kingsport, Tennessee.
Okay.
As it turns out, Layla was addicted to heroin and fentanyl at this time.
That fucking sucks.
Yeah. She was kind of in, like, the middle of a downward spiral. Like, it had just kind of started. Like, she had been doing, like, messing around. She's kind of new to the drug world.
Yeah.
And it's not going great because she had just lost temporary custody of her child. But her daughter was living with Layla's mom, whose name is Jennifer.
Okay.
So her mom was taking care of her while she figured out her stuff.
Yeah.
And they were actually due in court on June 28th of 2023.
Okay.
But some events are going to take place that prevent her from making it there.
Okay.
It also sounds like her relationship with her boyfriend wasn't exactly the most healthiest one.
Mm-hmm.
I think that maybe he, too, was involved in drugs. That's pure speculation on my part. But he, like, they for sure were in a toxic relationship. And Jennifer, Layla's mom, did not like that relationship.
Okay.
So, not a great one. They're both dealing probably with addiction and not in the best place.
Yeah.
So, June 23rd, which was a Friday, Layla had been living with her boyfriend for a few months, and they get into an argument. Allegedly, this argument is over the fact that Layla no longer wants to be with her boyfriend.
Oop. Yep. Okay.
And she had actually started seeing a guy on the side.
We got to end one before you start dipping in the other.
Right. And I don't know all the details. I don't know if she was like, I no longer want to be with you. I'm going to go be with this man. And he didn't like it. Or if she got caught and she was like, ah, fuck.
Yeah.
But regardless, they get into an argument and she leaves his house with none of her belongings. Nothing. She just leaves his house and she goes to a friend's house.
Mm-hmm.
And she stays the night at a friend's house. She actually stays the night, a couple of nights at a few friends' house, including the guy that she was sleeping around with, okay. Allegedly. I don't know if they were sleeping. I'm just guessing, speculating. Yeah. The other guy that she's seeing.
Yeah.
She goes to his house, too. So now it's the next day, June 24th, and it's 9:47 p.m., and Layla's boyfriend, the boyfriend that we think is actively trying to leave.
Yeah.
I don't know his name. Sorry.
Okay.
So Layla's boyfriend messages Layla's mom, Jennifer, on Facebook using Layla's Facebook Messenger app.
Okay.
So, like, as Layla, but he says, like, hey, this isn't Layla. I'm looking for Layla. Messaging Jennifer, her mom.
Okay. He doesn't have his own Facebook to log into?
So I guess what had happened was that Layla and her boyfriend were sharing a phone at the time because her boyfriend had been recently arrested and his phone had been taken as part of that arrest.
Okay. And so she left the house without her phone?
Without her phone. And I'm guessing he probably didn't give it to her when she left.
Yeah.
Like, if she left with nothing else, none of her belongings, she was, like, getting the fuck out of there. Again, I'm presuming here. I'm speculating, but that's what I'm guessing is she left the phone with him.
Mm-hmm.
And since they shared a phone, it was already logged into her account. So he messages the mom and he asks if she knew if Layla was in jail. And her mom was
called,
like,
the jail.
Well, and it was like an hour later after he had sent that message that her mom saw the message. And her mom was so confused. Like, why the fuck would she be in jail? She was with you last. Like,
yeah.
I don't think so. Like, why are you asking me this?
Yeah.
So she asks all those questions, but the boyfriend never responds. And so she immediately starts to like worry, and she calls all the local jails, she calls the hospitals, and she calls some friends that ran in her same like friend group.
Yeah.
And she was like, hey, have you guys seen Layla? What's going on? All the jails and all the hospitals were like, she's not here. There's no one here with that. So that made her feel better.
Yeah.
And then all of her friends were like, yeah, we'll go look for her. Like, if I see her, I'll let you know. But, like, nobody was worried. Only the boyfriend was, like, trying to track her down.
Yeah.
And she had just left. Now.
But he asked the worst question you could ask a mom.
Yeah. Is like, she in jail?
Is she in jail? Or, you know, injured? Is she in a hospital or something? Right? Like, what the fuck, man?
So rude.
You couldn't do some investigating on your own before you involve me into this to get my fucking hormones all worked up.
Right.
And going calling the jails. I guess I'll do that chore for you. What the fuck, bro?
Like, at fucking 9:30 at night? What the fuck?
You can call.
I know. Well, God, I know. And it sounds like she was like, oh, like worried.
Yeah, of course.
Like, oh, no, what's going on? But then, so she calls around, right? An hour later, after she replies saying like, hey, I called all these places. I haven't heard anything. What makes you think that? And he never replied back.
Yeah.
So an hour after that, Layla actually jumps onto her Facebook and she sees that he had messaged her and what was going on. And so she replied like, hey, mom, I'm fine. And
do we know it was her?
We do now.
Okay.
The police did trace back and saw that, like, at that time, her known whereabouts, she was actually there.
Okay.
And it came from the phone of the person that she was staying with. Like, okay. She borrowed their phone. So, anyway, so she's like, hey, I'm, like, I'm okay. Don't worry about it. Her mom doesn't see the message until the next morning at 7 a.m. So now it's Sunday.
Okay.
7 a.m. And so Layla's mom, Jennifer, replies back and she says, thank God.
Yeah.
Like, I'm fine. Thank God. Layla then replies, I don't know why he'd think I was in jail, but basically I don't have a phone to call or text or anything. I'm actually borrowing somebody's right now. And Jennifer says, okay, I love you. And now Jennifer comes back later and she says, like, I didn't continue the conversation or anything because I knew that Layla's boyfriend had access to the thread. So yeah. She didn't want to, like, pry as to what's going on. And she was fully expecting Layla to call her later and tell her everything that was going on.
Yeah.
And she was just kind of waiting for Layla's phone call. So she just kind of ends it on there.
Yeah.
So
that's understandable.
Says, like, okay, I love you. And Layla comes back and says, I love you so much more. And like I said, she's like, I'm not trying to give the boyfriend any kind of information. I'll just wait for her to call.
Yeah.
By Monday morning, June 26th, at around 6 a.m., Jennifer sends a picture to Layla on the Facebook Messenger of her daughter, Nova, who she's watching. And she's like all cuddled up with the dog and sleeping. Aww. Or whatever. So she sends a cute little picture. Now, from Jennifer's perspective, she's actually excited right now because she doesn't like that boyfriend.
Yeah.
Layla's starting to leave him and she's getting away from him. And so she's like, I'm about to get my baby girl back. And it sounds like maybe the drugs and everything, like maybe he wasn't helping her get away from them. So she's like in recon mode, like, all right, I can't wait for my girl to call. I'm going to go pick her up. We're going to take care of her. We're going to get this all figured out. Like, this is a good direction that we're moving. So she sends that picture all cuddled up. And then 3 hours later at 8:30 a.m., she gets a response from Layla's account. But again, it's from her boyfriend and not Layla.
Mm-hmm.
And he sends her a message saying something along the lines of like, hey, something's really up with Layla. I haven't heard from her since 4 a.m. the day before, which was Sunday morning. But Layla's mom, Jennifer, had spoken to her at 6 a.m. So she knew she was accounted for.
Mm-hmm.
But she's not going to like fill like, I guess help he could see the threat or whatever. Look but, up. Like, she's really not that worried. And he's like, the last I had heard from her, she was supposed to go hang out with a Cody or something like that. And that he didn't know if it was like her ex Cody, because that's the only Cody that he knows of, or some other Cody. Like, he is blowing the mom up with this information on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
He said that she last sent a message to him at 4 a.m. saying that she was staying at her friend Jen's house, but that when he went to Jen's house, that Layla wasn't there. And when he talked to Jen, Jen was like, oh, Layla had gone out to take a smoke and I haven't seen her since. So, like, at this point, Layla's mom's like, yeah, bro. Like, she's trying to fucking actively avoid you.
Yeah, she doesn't like you anymore. Yeah. She's trying to get the fuck out of you.
Yeah, so she's still not worried. And she just kind of blows him off and kind of gives some sort of generic response of like, listen, man, I don't know. You know her better than I do. You would know where to find her. I don't know how to find her. Like, good luck. Kind of like blowing him off.
Yeah. Good for the mom.
I know, right? She clearly does not want to give this man any kind of information about where her daughter is. But she also doesn't know where her daughter is.
Yeah, yeah.
But she's not worried.
But she's an adult and she's hoping that her daughter's, you know, getting out.
Exactly. And she's waiting for the call back, and then she's going to
go. So, of course, you're not going to be like, oh, my daughter who left you? Yeah. She's down the road. Like, right? What the fuck?
Right? Exactly.
I'm not concerned that you haven't talked to her.
Exactly. Now, at this point, her boyfriend is also reaching out to Layla's dad. Now, Jennifer and the dad are no longer together. They're separated.
Yeah.
And the dad lives in New Jersey with his new wife.
Okay. Where are they?
They live in Kingsport, Tennessee.
Okay.
So the boyfriend's calling the dad and blowing the dad up, basically, like, hey, I can't find Layla. Something's really up. Like, worrying.
The fuck is he going to do?
Worrying the dad a lot. Yeah. I know. Like, get him some information. So this guy is, like, really trying to get a hold of Layla. Now, the dad isn't so much on the same page as the mom. Like, the dad kind of gets sucked into it, and he's like, uh-oh, I'm kind of concerned about Layla. Like, yeah. What's going on? So now it's Monday night, and Layla's mom still hadn't heard from Layla, and everybody's just kind of on edge because the boyfriend is, like, really insisting that something's wrong.
Yeah.
And now they haven't heard from her, so they're like, uh-oh.
I hope he's not right.
Uh-oh. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And so Jennifer speaks with Layla's dad about if they should call her in missing yet or not. And Layla's mom was kind of, like, worried about calling her in yet because she's like, I don't really think she's missing and I don't know if they'll take us seriously. And I literally just spoke to her yesterday morning. Like, this feels kind of too intense.
Yeah, this guy's just kind of going off the rocker here.
Yeah, like, I'm a little uneasy, but also, like, what the, like, I don't think anything's wrong.
Yeah.
But Layla's dad was like, no, I think we should call it in. But Layla's mom is like, hey, let's give her till 8 a.m. the next morning. If she doesn't respond, then we'll go ahead and report her missing.
Yeah.
And so they agreed to that. But the whole night, Layla's dad couldn't sleep. So by 2 a.m., he called in the police and called her missing.
By 2 a.m.?
By 2 a.m., yeah.
Okay.
So, like, he didn't make it far into the night. And he was just like, you know what? I'm going to do it. So now it is Tuesday, June 27th, 2 a.m. in the morning, and the police are now involved with Layla's disappearance.
Okay.
They open an investigation right away into finding her, and they immediately go to the boyfriend's house. Like, he's sleeping, and they wake him up to interview him.
Yeah. Well, that's what he fucking wanted, so.
Exactly. And so he totally cooperates, and the mom cooperates, and the brother cooperates, and they all interview with the police and everything.
Wow, okay.
I know, right? And they're, like, trying to figure out, like, where was she, what's going on.
Yeah.
So it takes a few days for them to compile everything, but now we're on Wednesday of that week. And investigators were able to give, like, a brief timeline of her last known whereabouts. And they discovered that a few days prior, on Saturday, she was with some friends. Mm-hmm. So this was the day that the boyfriend messaged. So the day that the argument happened, right?
Yeah.
She was with some friends. And then Sunday, she went to another friend's house. And by Monday night, she was actually seen staying at the AmeriCorps Hotel, which is in Kingsport, Tennessee, like in the town. Like, okay. She was at a hotel in the town. Witnesses at the hotel say that she was acting paranoid and afraid, and that she was disheveled, and that she was barefoot. And I guess she was, like, she didn't know which room she was in or supposed to go to or what room she was supposed to meet somebody in. And she was, like, knocking on all of the doors, causing, like, a ruckus.
Yeah.
And then management got involved and they finally stepped in. They were like, hey, lady, you got to figure out where the fuck you're going or you got to go. Yeah. Like, you can't keep doing this.
Yeah. You're disrupting all of the residents.
Exactly. So I guess she couldn't figure it out. So she left the hotel and she walked into a little wooded area that's behind the hotel parking lot. And then she stayed the night in the woods. Like, I don't know if there was
she didn't pay for a hotel.
I doubt. I mean, like, that would suck. Yeah. Like, can you tell me what room I'm in?
And they're like, sorry, you gotta go. She just gets to look at the fucking light of the hotel from the cold woods.
I don't know.
How sad.
One article, I've never heard it called. Everybody was just saying, like, and she stayed the night in the woods. But one article called it, like, a homeless encampment or something, you know, like, behind there. So I don't know if there were, like, tents back there or other people or if she just literally was like, here's good.
Yeah.
And she slept there without any fucking shoes. Oh, my gosh. Okay, so.
You're just like a mom most concerned about the fucking shoes.
She doesn't have any shoes on. But it
where
is
are her shoes?
Summer in Tennessee. Okay. So I'm pretty sure she's probably pretty hot. Relatively comfortable. Yeah. Now, she spends the night in the woods.
Ugh, the bug bites.
I know. So when the police tell the mother about this, Jennifer, her heart, like, drops because she's like, this is so unlike Layla. Like, she would never go camping in the woods by herself. Or go sleep
on the woods by yourself.
On
a normal day.
Like, something is wrong. Yeah. She would never choose that. And then the next known whereabout was she was seen coming out of the woods the next morning by some workers at a warehouse. And the warehouse was right next door to the hotel.
Mm-hmm.
The hotel and the warehouse both have the woods as like the backyard area.
Okay.
Or like the side yard area or something. So she comes out. There's like a little green pasture like field in between the woods and the warehouse. So she walks across that field to the warehouse to where there's workers. And she asks basically if she can bum a cigarette off of somebody.
Yeah.
And nobody had a cigarette. So then she kept walking.
Who fucking smokes anymore?
I know, right?
You know you can't share the vape.
No, it's mine.
I'm sorry, I don't know you, homeless crazy person.
Yeah, get out of here. Where are your shoes?
Or lady from the woods, who I don't know if you're homeless or crazy, but I know, you're right? From the woods, so.
Yeah, so.
No, you may not put your mouth on this.
Little sketch. I mean, I guess she was very polite. She, like, thanked them, like, thanked the person, was like, thank you very much, and, like, have a good day, and kept walking.
Yeah.
And so she walked towards this hiking path that's called the Kingsport Greenbelt. And I guess it runs through town, and you can basically take this, like, bike trail slash hiking path, and it'll get to you, like, anywhere you need to go in town.
That's cool.
And it, from what I could tell on the picture or whatever, the warehouse was kind of like directly in front of the trail. So she was like walking towards that trail. That's okay. The last time they saw her. So around 12 p.m. that afternoon, which would have been, I think, like 4 hours later or something from when she was spotted coming out of the woods. And this is Tuesday afternoon. So at this point, there is an active missing persons case because they called it in at 2 a.m. on Tuesday morning. And now we're noon on Tuesday. So, like, there is a bolo out for her.
Yeah.
And this is now the following day that we know that she was last seen walking this, like, green belt path. She was reported to have been at an ice cream shop that was right off the path. Around noon.
Okay.
And this ice cream shop was called the Marble Slab Creamery.
Mm-hmm.
And
sounds delicious.
Right? It sounds like Cold Stone.
Yeah.
But like your knockoff version. Okay. So the back of this ice cream shop had kind of like this common area with like tables and chairs and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And I guess around noon, an employee from the creamery had like come outside and saw Layla sitting in one of the chairs. And she looked kind of disheveled and like really upset. And so the employee brought her inside and offered her some ice cream and a drink.
Oh, I know. They're like, you know what? We have comfort food. Yeah, come on in.
Come on in, girl.
You look like you're fucking taking it to the face today.
Having a fucking day.
Yeah.
So I also didn't mention, but this ice cream shop from the warehouse is like a 10-20 minute walk. But okay. It took her 4 hours to get there. We don't know what she was doing in the 4 hours before, but at noon we know she's sitting on the back patio.
Okay.
And that the employee lets her in and gives her some ice cream and something to drink.
Okay. Very nice of them.
I know. And so while she's in there, the employee let Layla borrow their phone and she calls a friend to come pick her up.
Okay.
But it turns out that the friend's too far away and she won't get there for a long, long time. So Layla's like, you know what? Instead of that, I think I'm going to go to the Five Below across the street. I'm going to buy myself some cheap flip-flops or shoes or something. And I'm going to hit the road and get to walking. You know, like I don't have a ride anywhere and I don't have any fucking shoes. And she explained to the employee that her and her husband, she said husband, got into an argument and she, like, he wouldn't give her her shoes or she couldn't take her shoes. Like, she just had to flee and, like, left with that. And that's the reason she didn't have any shoes.
Okay. I hate it, but
I know, right? So she needed to go get some fucking footwear. Yeah. So
dollar flip-flops that'll fucking tear up your feet.
I know, right? But that I guess it'll get you there.
Yeah.
The employee says that she did seem visibly afraid, almost like she was hiding out from somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the last time that anyone has seen or heard from Layla.
Oh, shit.
She never made it to the Five Below, and she was not caught on any footage or anything. Like,
where was the Five Below? It was, like, across the street?
It was, like, almost, like, across the parking lot or something. And there were no cameras in the parking lot. I guess there are now, but at the time, there were no cameras in the parking lot. And they had, like, footage of inside the ice cream shop, but, like, none pointed out. So we don't even know, like,
which way she went.
Yeah, we know she never showed up at the Five Below. Mm-hmm. She wasn't there. So she just kind of disappears.
Hmm.
She could have gone back onto that hiking trail.
Yeah.
Authorities were able to get some footage of a shopping center from across the street, and they never saw her. They've looked everywhere they could, and there's been no further sightings. Like, that ice cream shop is literally the last official sighting that we have of her.
Oh, okay.
What's so crazy about all of this is that when her father actually called her in missing, she technically wasn't really missing yet. Like, her parents didn't know where she was at 2 a.m. on Tuesday, but, like, by all other accounts, she was accounted for. She was actively avoiding the boyfriend.
Yeah, but she kept popping up.
But she was fine, yeah. But then, while there's a missing persons case out on her, she really goes missing. Like, That's they really crazy. Can't find her. They're actively looking for her.
That's crazy.
Isn't that crazy? That's when she actually goes missing. And there's, like, witnesses, too. Like, there's an employee, there's camera, there's footage, blah, blah, blah. There's managers at the hotel. Like, she really was here for a minute. And now she's just gone. She just disappeared.
Yeah.
Jennifer says that on that Tuesday that she was missing, that they had filed the report and everything, the police had already tracked her down to the hotel by that afternoon, had already called the mom and been like, hey, we found her. She's staying at the Maricourt Hotel.
Wow.
And even gave her the room number. But they didn't know that she was no longer in the room and that she slept in the woods or whatever. Yeah. They just knew that she had been at this hotel room.
Yeah.
So her mom was, like, gathering friends and shit. And they were, like, ready to go to that hotel to go pick her up. Like, oh, cool. We found her. I got my girl back. We got recon. Let's go.
You gotta gather friends, girl. Yeah. Just go.
I know, right?
Put the baby in the car.
I don't know. Anyway. But then when they got there, she wasn't there.
Yeah.
So, again, and this is during the time that she would have been probably at the creamery, the ice cream shop or whatever. So they were so fucking close. They were 10 minutes away by foot. Oh, like, they're so close. Okay, so the mom brings the friends there, right? And the police. And they're banging on the door. Nobody answers. But while they're doing this, out of nowhere, Layla's boyfriend and his friends, like, come out of the woodwork, come out of the shadows behind the bushes. I don't fucking know. They were, like, staking out the hotel, too.
The fuck?
Trying to find Layla. And then they all, like, convene and, like, share their information about her whereabouts. And then they start searching that hiking trail all together. Okay. Like, Layla's boyfriend, too, is helping to find her.
Mm-hmm.
And somehow knew she was there. I don't know. Fucking kind of weird, right?
Yeah.
They went to all the stores in the area, and they're actively looking for her. And they cannot find her. And that is literally her last known whereabouts. Like, where she was.
Yeah.
Was her last known whereabouts around the time that she would have been there, and they did not find her.
And they were looking for her at the time.
They were looking for her. On the hiking trail. In that area. And that is where she was.
We think that somebody found her first? Like a stranger or like a boyfriend?
So, we'll get into all those theories.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so 2 weeks into the investigation... Jennifer started to get messages on the Cash App from Layla's Cash App account.
Okay.
And they seemed to be ransom messages.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. Actually, I think it was I think it was Layla's dad and stepmom. I don't know. But the family starts to receive these basically ransom messages from Cash App.
How much?
They were like $90, $70, like small quantities at first or something.
Mm-hmm.
And they started to get like progressively more like...
bigger,
like offensive, like the things that they were saying, because it'd be like $20 and I'll give her to you tomorrow or something, and then it was like, to keep me from chopping her up and putting in a box, $300, or, you know, just like crazy stuff that you should not be sending to a family member who does not know what happened to their child,
of a missing person.
And so they went back and forth and exchanged like a couple amounts or whatever, but then they started asking questions that Layla would know the answer to.
Yeah,
like, what's your brother's middle name, and like, what's the secret code word that your grandpa taught you about stranger danger, you know?
Yeah.
And whoever was on the other end of that could not answer those questions. So they were like, you definitely don't have Layla, because Layla knows the answer to these.
Yeah.
So then they stopped participating in that. But it was like somebody scamming them.
How fucked up
that
is that?
So fucked up. So fucked up. So it took weeks to figure out where those messages were coming from. And they did find the account that was messaging them.
Yeah.
And they found the home and they raided the home and they searched everywhere. But no sign of Layla was there.
Who
they
was doing
don't
it?
Think. I don't know. They didn't give a name or anything, but I guess they don't think they're connected. Like, it was like.
Like just a random person of opportunity.
Right.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
Fucking just predator.
Like knew she was missing. Knew she had a Cash App.
What a fucking asshole.
Broke. Super asshole.
That's
I wonder if
so
it was like a friend
up.
Or something. You know, like if you're hanging out in the druggy crowd.
Yeah.
Somebody doing that for like drug money. Like, hey, like, I know a way we can get some cash.
Probably know what her Layla's password missing. Is.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
How fucked up is that?
Right. Right. So far, that's the last lead we have on this case. I'm going to give you a handful of notes just because they didn't fit in my story, but I want to make sure that I tell them to you.
Okay.
So, like I mentioned before, the police did confirm that the Facebook messages between Layla and her mother really did come from Layla herself, because mm-hmm. they came from the phone of a friend that she was staying with on that day when yeah. those messages were happening. And that friend has confirmed, yes, Layla was here. Yes, I was letting her use my phone, that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Right?
So they're confident that that's Layla. So many people have been calling in thinking that they have found her or somebody who looks like her, or they take video or whatever. But all the leads have led them nowhere. Because mm-hmm. this has happened back in June, right? Yeah. So we're like 7 months in or whatever.
But she wouldn't have continued to be missing from her parents had something not happened.
No way. Everybody's like, this is so not like her.
Yeah. Especially her daughter. Like,
yeah. Yeah.
Even if you're not a present parent, 6 months?
Yeah. The stepmom does come in, and I'll tell you a little bit more about what she says. But one of the things she says is, like, this is very unlike Layla. Like, I guess she relied on her family support often.
Yeah.
And she was around often. Like, she might go quiet for a day or two or whatever. But, like, this long is literally unheard of.
Yeah.
Like, it's not good.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Her mother has hired a private investigator, and she's complied with everything that the police have asked her to do or whatever. You know, like, she's fully compliant.
Mm-hmm.
She's taken to TikTok and social media to try to help spread the awareness of Layla's missing person case.
Oh, my God.
So this is actually how I found it. I was scrolling through TikTok, and it popped up.
Her mom?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
And her mom talking about, like, you know, this is my little girl. She's been missing since June, you know, 23rd, 2023 in Tennessee, blah, blah, blah. And
oh, my God.
I know. And so I dug through all her TikToks to make up the storyline.
Yeah.
And then I was trying to piece together everything. So if I'm off a little bit on something, sorry. But, you know, here's the whole, the basis of the story.
Yeah.
Or at least this is everything I could gather. And then every time I would watch a new TikTok, I'd learn something new yeah. about something, like, oh, that's interesting. That makes sense. Or, like, figuring out, once I figured out the storyline, to find out that, like, her mom was literally looking for her at the hotel when she was literally right down the street. Like, that's fucking insane.
Yeah.
That is insane.
Well, before she went missing, too.
Before she even went missing, they filed a missing persons. I mean, I guess she technically was missing, but, like, now she's really missing.
So the boyfriend.
The boyfriend. I still have so many more points I want to talk. Okay, before okay. we, let me get through these okay. bullets and then let's speculate. Okay.
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 You know I'm here to drag a motherfucker through the mud.
That's right, girl. We're here to do it. But I should note that the boyfriend and the mom and everybody have been fully compliant and, like, have been helping the police.
You can note everything you want.
I don't know.
I'm still making judgments.
I don't know what the police think. Yeah, but, yeah. You know. Okay. Her mom has hired a private investigator, which I said.
Mm-hmm.
Her stepmom thinks that her drug use is absolutely the cause of her disappearance.
Okay.
Now, whether that means that, like, perhaps she's OD'd somewhere and they just haven't found her, which would be kind of weird because they're looking all around. Like, you can't imagine she'd get that deep into some woods or something and be lost.
Yeah.
Or like, if she, you know, crossed somebody the wrong way or something. They don't specify what they mean by her drug use absolutely has something to do with it.
Yeah, it could be the crowd or it could be the actual drugs.
Yeah. Layla's stepmom also says Layla was leaving her boyfriend and seeing another man because she was trying to get out of an abusive relationship and into a more loving one.
Okay.
And it sounds like, now this is coming from the stepmom's side, because everything I told you before is all coming from the mom's side.
Yeah.
It sounds like the family actually knew this man that she was seeing mm-hmm. and that he had even let Layla stay with him those few nights, like, in between when she left her boyfriend and when she was sleeping in the woods.
Okay.
So we know about this man. He's fully involved. He's cooperating with the police and everything, too. And mm-hmm. it sounds like the family, I don't know if the family likes him, but it sounds like they know who he is. They haven't named him, but I'm wondering if he's the Cody in that text message from the boyfriend. Uh-huh. I don't know. I'm just speculating again. But anyway, it sounds like we're not too worried about him, but that he's cooperating. He okay. is a player, obviously, in this whole game.
Yeah.
She confirms that this was really out of character for Layla, like I had mentioned, for her to go quiet this long. She relied on her family a lot. And from what I've gathered so far, from everything I've put together, it sounds like Layla's mom, Jennifer, kind of is leaning towards, you know, if something terrible has happened to her daughter, which, I mean, here we are 7 months later. I hate to say it. So, like, I want to say this delicately because we don't really know what's going on. But it sounds like she's leaning towards more like, you know, a serial killer or something got her, or that she got picked up by somebody in sex trafficking, like something, you know, awful.
Yeah.
And Layla's father and stepmom are really more on the side of like, I don't think she's alive anymore and that this is for sure related to drugs.
You know, like not a serial killer. It's kind of a product of a bad environment.
Right. And I'm kind of speculating, like, what if she OD'd with some friends and then they panicked and they hit her or something? Yeah. You know, so somebody knows something. And it sounds kind of like that's the side that they're leaning on.
Yeah.
Where Jennifer is more like, no, I think that she was like trying to get better and somebody snatched her up.
I understand the mom wanting to think that because obviously it's like, you know, right. They're on the path, they're on the right track to getting better and yada, yada, yada. But I also can see the dad's perspective too. Like she hung out with a bad crowd. Even if she was getting better, right. Clearly her friends were still
those types of people. Yeah. Like things happen.
Kind of running in a different crowd. And whether she wasn't using drugs and something else happened there, that's, right. I mean, another possibility, you know?
It's true, yeah. My take just from what I've learned from going through Jennifer's TikToks, again, this is my personal take, So take it with a grain of salt. I get the vibe a little bit that she might be slightly naive when it comes to these kind of things. And I think I would be too, especially if it came to my children and stuff.
Well, you want to think the best.
Right. Like and your... so, like, she was definitely right that her daughter was not missing yet. Mm-hmm. Even though she did go missing, that to me, like, fucking blows crazy. My mind.
Yeah.
Right
like, there. It's just a crazy coincidence.
That is so crazy. Okay, but also the fact that she had mentioned that she didn't want to report her missing yet. She had said this on one of her TikToks. She was afraid to report Layla missing because she thought that they had to be missing for 48 hours before the police would take you seriously. Mm-hmm. And to me, I'm just like, oh my God, that's so old. Like, that's not a thing anymore. Like, report right away. But the fact that also the dad didn't step in and be like, yeah, we should report right away. I don't know. It's just kind of like, don't we all know that that's not true anymore? That's the first red flag for me that made me think like, oh, of course she's going to jump to a serial killer or sex trafficking or something because that's what I would do.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, but like in all reality is her dad being more down to earth and thinking like, yeah, it's probably
like something happened.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
I don't know.
But also, okay, unless you know for certain, there's no reason that you can't be like, hey, she was trying to get better and highlight that. About her, you know?
Oh, for sure. Well, and in all the mom's TikToks and stuff, she doesn't mention the drug use, which totally understand why. Because quite honestly, and I don't know if I should, admit this, but, like, when I had first heard it, I was like, oh, my gosh, this is so awful. And then one of the first articles I read, because I went through all her TikToks, and I'm like, oh, my God, this is so awful. And one of the first articles I read was like, oh, she had a fentanyl addiction. And I was like, oh. And then yeah. I thought, oh, but this still doesn't answer anything. Like, yeah. Why did I do that right away? That's so fucked up.
Yeah, yeah. But it's
and
still...
And even if it is drugs...
It's still a person...
Yeah, that's
that is
awful.
No longer in society.
Yeah, that's missing.
Where?
Yeah.
Where are they?
Regardless yeah. of the circumstances. But I think our society just, like, we're almost, you know...
We look down on it
programmed
so much.
Just yeah. to be like, oh, well, duh.
Well, you know? That's what happens.
Yeah, but that's so awful.
Yeah.
Like, the family still deserves... And also, she deserves to have fucking closure. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Or, like, well, people looking for her.
Behind almost every drug addict...
Is a real person?
Well, is a real person.
Boy.
But is also... Is people that care.
Right.
You know? The, yeah. All those people, if they didn't hear them or check in with them at once a month or whatever...
There's yeah, a, that's like their a, family?
Yeah, yeah, they have a whole family. It's a whole,
so sad.
And they shouldn't be written off just because they're
right.
have an addiction.
Right. It's so I kind of think that's a strategic move on the mom's part to not mention it in those TikToks.
It makes sense.
Which makes me feel bad that it's like one of the first things I mentioned. But, you know, listen, it's our podcast and you guys know how the shit works.
Yeah.
And you guys are amazing people and still care.
Yeah. So. Well, I mean, there is still something wrong. There's right? still a missing person.
Oh, my God.
Whether she was taken or if she succumbed to drugs in some way, shape,
she's
or form.
She's 21. Oh, my God. She's still a baby out there,
that's
man.
That's so sad.
Okay. So there is a later development. And it's as of mid-January of 2024, so this year, there was another woman by the name of Holland Snap, and she went missing back in October of 2023, and mm-hmm. she was in the same area.
Okay.
And she was 19 years old, so she was the same age as Layla, or like around there. She had the same body type and the same look and everything.
What the fuck?
What the fuck? Holland was also hanging around the same friend circle, and she also was known to have used drugs.
So the friends know something.
But they were not known to be friends. Like, Holland and Layla were not, that, as far as we know, we don't know, they weren't friends.
Fine, but they ran in the same circles. They had the same fucking crowd. So someone in those circles knows something.
There's either someone doing some shit in those circles, or there's a bad batch of drugs going around and friends hiding stuff. Like, there's something going on.
Yeah. Which, can I also say, and maybe this is me being naive, but I didn't know that you could get addicted to fentanyl. I thought that fentanyl was one of those things that's like, oh shit, you got fentanyl in yours, now you're dead.
Oh, it's just like a painkiller. So it's just like any other painkiller. Like morphine and stuff like that. Addicted to, yeah.
But like on the street, have you seen like how much fentanyl will kill you? It's like a little fucking grain of sand.
Yeah, I don't know what they sell on the street. Is it like those patches or is it just like, how does it look? I don't know.
I don't know.
A pill?
I thought it was like a powder.
Well, I know they always show like a few grains of that powder. Yeah. But when I worked with the old people, this lady, or the elderly, I should say more elegantly, but this lady had fentanyl patches. And I just remember it being like, oh, don't ever let that touch your skin.
Yeah, wear like, gloves, be very careful. Whatever.
That lady would slap a couple patches under her tit and just like hang out for days feeling great.
That sounds nice.
I know.
Just
but
check
she
out.
Also was like addicted to like Vicodin or something, you know, some of the pain. Like she was addicted to pain meds.
Yeah.
But she was an old lady, so let her have her fucking.
That's the point. At that point, exactly. You know? Like, honestly. Life hurts. Fucking numb it.
Right. But I do know they come in patches, I guess was the whole point of that.
Yeah.
But I don't know how it comes on the street.
I don't either.
Maybe it's just in a pill form. You don't know what the fuck you're going to get. And you get. I mean, there is a fentanyl issue right now.
I don't know. But I do know that it does come in powder because I watched a cop fucking gum some real quick and then immediately start fucking dying and they had to give him Narcan or whatever.
Why the fuck would the cop do that?
Because he was like, I guess he was checking to see if it was cocaine. And he's like, yep, definitely fucking dead now.
What an idiot.
Yeah.
What a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
I wonder if that's what happened, though, like a bad batch of fentanyl.
It
because that's been happening, right? Okay. But then, like, where are they?
Yeah.
So... Holland's story, just a quick, it's a quick little couple of bullets. But on October 5th of 2023, she was at a house party. She gets in a fight. She leaves the party and nobody's seen her since. So kind of very similar circumstances. It sounds like the house party that she was at is really close to like the AmeriCorps area. Like it's all in the same town.
Jeez.
So, yeah.
Oh, God.
So for me to close this out and then we can go around speculating, Layla is described as having bleach blonde hair and brown roots with brown eyes. Mm-hmm. She weighs about 115 pounds and she was last seen wearing a white tank top and black leggings with no shoes. She's been missing since June 27th, 2023 from Kingsport, Tennessee. And if you or anybody you know has any information that can help in this case, you're instructed to contact the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation at 1-800-TBI-FIND. So that closes out the case.
Okay.
But like I said, I'm wondering if in the boyfriend's Facebook message when he mentions Cody, if that's the guy she's seeing, if that's her side guy. And I am just wondering, the only other bullet I have on here is like, why didn't she change her Facebook password? You know, if she knows that her
boyfriend's
ex
looking.
Can like, or, you know, maybe ex, I don't really know.
Yeah.
I don't even know if he's abusive. I'm just speculating here. Like why didn't she just
Well, a boy password? That you're trying to leave.
A guy you're trying to leave and you're borrowing your phone from somebody to get to your Facebook.
And then
he's
you
worrying
see,
your family.
Yeah, you see like, that he's messaging
password,
on there.
Yeah. Maybe she did. Eventually.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't really know. But then, okay, how weird is it that she was, like, seen at the hotel banging on the doors?
Yeah.
And she seemed really upset, and then she ran out into the woods. To me, this is all behavior of somebody who's on a bad trip.
True. Okay.
Or somebody who's terrified.
Yeah.
But you think she'd be like, they're after me or something, you know? Like,
did they interview the people in the woods?
I don't know.
Or, like...
I don't know. I mean, there's really not that not that much information online that I can, like, Google.
Yeah.
All of the reports that I find online are very short little blips about the story. Like, she's been missing. Some of them will mention that she was addicted to fentanyl. Some of them don't. They're really kind of the same thing regurgitated. I got most of that information from her mom's TikTok. Like, her mom put out, like, 7 different TikToks, and I was able to piece it all together that way.
Oh, my gosh.
But there's nothing, like, official that I could look up to find or anything. Like, it's an open, active investigation going on.
Yeah.
It sounds like they don't have any leads or anything.
Or they're not going to say
it. Tell anybody.
Yeah.
The mom is like begging for anybody to give any kind of information. It's so sad.
Hey.
And now we have this
her calling. Friends. Fucking come forward. You know something. Right? Somebody knows something. Somebody in those circles has to know something.
Yeah.
Okay, but you gotta figure. How deep in the woods is she fucking going?
I don't even know if there's woods there. Like the trail?
Well, yeah, in this little trail thing where she was walking or whatever. Other woods are around there.
The woods in the back behind the... Because I looked it up on Google Maps and stuff. The woods in the back behind the AmeriCorps Hotel, they weren't like a ton of woods. It just looked like a couple of trees.
Yeah.
So I don't know how far back she went. Like, it would be a good place to lay for the night. Nobody's going to see you.
Yeah, yeah.
But, like, I don't think there's an encampment.
But, like, you can't hide there.
Yeah, maybe there is, and I just don't know. Because I obviously don't know the area. If anybody is from Kingsport, you know.
Go behind that hotel.
Let us know. Fill us in.
Let us know if she's there.
Yeah. But she's not there.
No.
Like, for sure not. Of course.
Of course not. No.
Okay, but you got to figure. She didn't have her cell phone. She didn't have shoes. Yeah. She literally has nothing on her person except for a white tank top and black leggings.
That's really vulnerable.
That's so vulnerable. We have nothing to find of hers. We have no way of tracking her. Like, if that were you in that position and you didn't have a way of getting a hold of anybody, what would you have done? Like, you bum a ride off of somebody and you bum a ride with the wrong person. And now you're potentially going into, like, maybe there's a serial killer around there or somebody sneaking, like, looking for vulnerable drug addicts or a prostitute or something. Not saying she did any of that. I'm just saying, like, if there's somebody out scouting that area.
Yeah.
And...
Or picking up random girls who've been in fights recently and are walking away from whatever it is.
And it could have, she could have been taken at night. She could have been fully accounted for until later and just not caught on any, like they cameras, looked at all the cameras around there and they haven't found her anywhere else. But that doesn't mean that she couldn't have like walked the trail for longer and ended up somewhere else that they just haven't looked and got taken at night or something. I don't know, man.
Does the trail go through any, like, other wooded areas, stuff like that? Like,
I didn't really look it up. The trail from the warehouse to the creamery, whatever, to the ice cream shop that was a 10 to 20 minute walk, it was like, boop, boop, so close. And it was a straight shot. Like,
yeah.
I don't know what she was doing for 4 hours to get there. Unless she was on a bad trip.
Yeah. Did the worker say anything like that?
The worker just said that she looked visibly shaken, like she was trying to hide from somebody. And she was talking about how she got in an argument with her husband.
But that could be a paranoid trip or whatever.
Right. Either a paranoid. I don't know if you get that from fentanyl. I don't really know what happens.
I don't know.
I think fentanyl just makes you sleepy. I could be totally wrong.
I don't know.
And it sounded like she was doing, I think they said heroin and fentanyl. Were the two that she was addicted to?
Yeah.
I guess you would get that from heroin. Like a bad batch or something. But I don't even know if this new guy was into drugs. I don't know. I have so many questions.
Yeah. But also, like, her as a person, assuming she wasn't on a bad trip or something like that, she could have gone to whatever companies or businesses are around there, like that creamery, and, like, used the person's phone.
Yeah. And gotten a ride.
Gotten a ride somewhere. Or, yeah, or, like, a library, use a computer. Like,
yeah.
There's ways... You know, to get like you're around. Saying, if I were to just suddenly walk out of here with nothing, there's ways to get into contact with people. And she's 21. Like, she's got to know that, you know?
And it sounds like she had, like, a circle of friends she ran around with in town. So.
Yeah. That she'd have some numbers memorized or something. Yeah.
Or her mom. Or, like, her mom. Yeah. Well, and it's interesting because her mom was, like, actively fighting for custody for her daughter, but it sounded like they were on great terms. Like, maybe she was just taking the custody until she got her shit together.
Yeah.
And then she was due in court on the 28th. And she went missing on the 27th.
Yeah. That's fucked up.
I don't know, unless it has something to do with, like, whoever the dad is to her baby, because I don't know if it's the boyfriend or not.
Yeah.
Maybe some custody battle issue there, like, and somebody, like, snatched her up.
Yeah, but even then, that's not the person that you want to, like, take out if you're worried about losing custody.
Yeah, like, you're not going to get her now.
Yeah. Like, okay, it's all going to go to grandma now, you know?
Yeah. Girl, I don't know, but this thing has me fully invested. I'm like, what is going on? And if she had OD'd somewhere, you would have found her by now. You would think, unless somebody actively is hiding her.
Unless someone hid her, yeah. But generally, I would think a drug addict person, den, whatever, a lot of them, a group, a gaggle, I don't know what you call them, would then drop that person. Yeah, a horde of them, zombies, would drop that person off at a hospital or, you know,
somewhere
on the fucking street, even like to be like, hey, help. Here's this one, you know, like they're not trying to hide it. They're not trying to like, oh, I murdered her, you know, like an overdose is an accident. In almost every case.
I know. But you know what you gotta do? When you're dealing with drug addicts or someone who aren't in their right mind.
Yeah, but still.
For sure.
Like somebody knows something. But that's still a lot of fucking work, too.
If she was hurt because of the drugs, somebody knows something.
Yeah.
If she was genuinely taken.
That's a whole other fucking story.
That's fucking crazy.
Yeah. What was the girl's name? Holland?
Yeah.
That opens this whole other can of worms.
Yeah, her going missing just a couple months later.
Is this a shitty town? Like, sorry if you live
there. I don't
know.
Let's see. Like, is it
small? Let's see. Check the Zillow on it.
Yeah, should we?
What's the crime like in Kingsport?
Yeah, I don't really know. It's an 8-hour flight from us. That's fucking forever. 8 hours.
Tennessee. No, that's got to be layovers and shit.
Yeah. Is Kingsport, Tennessee, a nice place to live? This town has great education opportunities and is overall a good place to live and work. I grew up here, went to school here, and now work here, and I have always loved the mountain backdrop and the southern hospitality I've found here. It turns out they got southern hospitality.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, you can get a 4-bedroom, 3-bathroom, 2,200-square-foot house for less than $250.
So. All right. Okay. Yeah, man, I don't fucking know.
God damn, this place is beautiful.
Isn't it gorgeous? Well, even
new cabinets.
When I was on the I thought you were talking about the town or whatever.
The town is like the
everything's so
are
green.
It.
When I was on the Google Map thing, I was like, oh shit, the Google.
I was on the Google.
Anyway, everybody, go find her. Help! Somebody know something.
Yeah. Okay, I'm gonna save this house.
Yeah, you can look at that later.
I gotta go look at these places.
Zillow digging.
I gotta go Zillow digging in Kingsport, Tennessee.
Oh shit, son.
Yeah. That was a fun little adventure.
Isn't that crazy? You want me to send you the mom's TikTok?
I do. Yes.
So you can go scroll through it. It's everything I told you.
Are you gonna tell her that you did this?
I reached out to her and she didn't reply. So I'm sure she's got like this lady has got to be so overwhelmed.
Yeah.
But I did reach out because I always try to do that if I can.
Yeah.
Because like I'm about to talk about your family and I want to make sure I get it right.
Yeah.
Like I was worried about mentioning her drug use because I don't want to derail
the investigation.
Yeah, I don't want people to like discount it because of that.
Yeah.
And so I really kind of struggled with it. And then I feel like it's an important part of the story because the stepmom and dad think that it could be relevant. And I do too. It's a very valid.
It's a valid scenario. Argument. Yeah. And it paints the picture of who she's hanging out with.
Yeah. So you can kind of see like, okay, well, she was acting this way, which may seem erratic, but maybe that was normal for a trip or something. I don't know. I don't know all the different.
I'm not smart.
I'm just a gal with a mic.
Maybe you can use your leave of absence to try out all these different drugs and tell us how they react.
Ugh, God, I don't feel like it. I'll just stick with pot.
That works too.
Anyway, so in the story sources or whatever, what's this called? Show notes? What is it called?
Yeah, show notes.
So in the show notes, I have all of the mom's TikToks if you guys want to like click through all of that fun stuff and watch them all and see it firsthand and go digging around and see if you guys can help figure out what the fuck happened to her.
Hell yeah.
Let's solve it. I'm always down for a good crime solving case.
Honestly.
Okay, so if you guys want to check out pictures pertaining to this case, go to our social media. We're on Instagram, Facebook, X, TikTok. Our handle is @ISGDpodcast. If you guys want to come join the goddamn pod group on Facebook, it's a little Facebook group. We all hang out and chat in. It's a lot of fun. You should come do that. Also, you can email us at ISGDpodcast@gmail.com or you can snail mail us at
P.O. Box 2764, Spring Valley, California, 91979.
Also, please subscribe, rate, and review. Please go tell all your friends. We have goals for this podcast, and we just learned what they are. And they are a big ones.
They are not met. So.
They're not met. So we need people to listen.
Yeah.
And see, that's where you come in.
So that Stacey can officially quit her job.
And then I can just live off the podcast.
Yeah.
But we're nowhere near those goals. So we need people to fucking listen. Let's blow this thing up, guys. I know you guys can help us do it.
Thank you. Appreciate you.
Okay, bye.
Love you. Bye.